Right now, you're locked on to the Hip Hop Digest with King Killa, Kurt G, and E Green. Log on to www.hiphopdigestshow.com.
Hi, super kids. Today we're going on an adventure. And the adventure is we're going to save the panda.
The giant panda is a bear in the order Carnivora, even if its diet consists of about 99% bamboo.
As the literal faces of conservation, pandas pull in big bucks for wildlife protection. And they do share a little.
I think I made my point pretty clear. We need the elephants. You gotta convince me that we need the pandas, though. Pandas, though. Pandas, though. Pandas, though. Pandas, though. Pandas, though.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killa.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And, of course, E Green. What up, brothers?
What's going on?
Shit.
Shit. Exactly. It's one of them type of days. You're like, you know, I ain't much. My nigga, I can't speak on it, my brother. Can't
That's what's
speak
up. On it. I want to give thanks to Peter Johansson, who's a guest last week.
No doubt. We had to sneak him in there.
Yeah, shout out to him. No doubt. So since everybody's in that type of mood, I'm going to start it off and shit with some mood shit.
Some mood swing music?
Yeah. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Bill Cosby. Puddin' Pops himself, convicted of 3 felony counts of indecent aggravated assault. He faces up to 10 years in prison on each count. Bill Cosby, shout out to Artemis, who said Cos got OJ'd, but I don't know about that. I personally think it was some karma that's returning to Bill, because, you know.
Damn. All I'm saying is one in, one out. You got your Meek Mill, Philly head. Now you got Bill up in there, a Philly head. So.
We ain't gonna veer off on the Meek Mill just yet. I'm gonna stick to Cos. I'm gonna stick to Cos. 80-year-old gentleman on the second trial, and he's jammed up. Now, my personal opinion, what I mean by karma, now we all know Bill Cos was the type of cat to show up in a place like Mitchellville, Maryland, and talk about poor black folk in Baltimore acting a certain way. Talking about jail niggas, felony niggas. Didn't Bill Cosby used to do that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember those type of speeches he used to give.
Yep.
You know, talking about, you know, black folk need to do better type speeches, but never really provided solutions. Now, your boy got felony counts on his record. Now, again, he is an elderly gentleman. I don't believe he's going to do any jail time. His legacy is fucked up. Temple University pulling credentials. Bounce TV done pulled the Cosby Show.
Wow.
I mean, his legacy is just fucked up. Gee, I mean, how do we take this? How do we deal with Cos, considering Cos did a lot of shitting on folk. Not a lot of outcry about Cos's conviction, though. As far as I can see right now.
Well, right now, it's not even safe to even go there. To even try to be on Cos's side. Even if you wanted to be on his side, it's not even a safe zone to be in. Because niggas will just straight attack you. Because what are you against the Me Too movement? You can't do that. It's not safe for you right now to even go in that direction. Even though I'm the type of person, have said it plenty of time, that will not shit on a nigga's legacy on that. I separate shit.
Yeah.
All the good you did, I'm not going to take it away just because you did some fucked up shit. I'll just say, okay, the fucked up shit, you deserve to get punished for it. Throw that nigga under the jail. Fucking give him the death penalty, whatever, for what he did wrong. But all the good he did, I'm not taking any of that away. All the money he put in neighborhoods, all the good shit he's done during his career, and all the things he's done to build black people up, I will not take that away from him. He has done that. But the shit that he did, as far as hip-hop and as far as shitting on poor people, yeah, nigga, like you said, there's some karma coming back to you. Now you one of them jail niggas.
Damn.
Even though I did hear it was concurrent, so he only had to serve maybe 10 years as one.
He's 80.
He's 80. I don't think he's going to make it.
Son, you was raised on Fat Albert.
I was.
Don't move
all that. Yes, sir. Hey, hey, hey. Yo, I am really sitting here and I have been thinking about this because I figured it was going to be a topic. And I'm like, you know, how you started off with him shitting on black males predominantly and all this kind of stuff. And some of the audiences that he did it in and that he should have done it in a different audience and that kind of stuff. But you have to ask yourself, are his words true? And I'm going to have to say that they, for the most part, are. So it's a split. I'm split because, again, yeah, I'm like Curtis. I'm not going to say, you know, like O.J. Simpson was whack football player. He shouldn't have no trophies because he was great, right? But he apparently did something or was involved in something that got people crazy. So Bill Cosby has done the same thing. And I know Curtis, it is a slippery slope, but little Malcolm is just screaming inside of me right now.
I hear little Malcolm, and I'm gonna give you a little Malcolm. Here's little Mouse Malcolm. He's squeaking across the floor right now, and I'm gonna give. Here it is. Why the fuck? Where's the outcry for those people of another color persuasion to be locked the fuck up?
Including that leader, the one talking about grabbing pussies and shit.
Well, of course, we have the specter of the President of the United States. I mean, and certainly we have Weinstein, allegedly. Them niggas talking about so forcible rape.
That nigga should get 10 years per count.
Matt Lauer.
Yeah, no doubt.
We could go on and on and on. Sex is a powerful drug, B. I don't care what color you are.
Charlie Sheen giving niggas diseases and shit. So
they lose their jobs. They become a asterisk of a joke for a little bit. But like you said, legacy-wise, we gonna fuck up Kaz's legacy, yo. We gonna let this shit slide. It's wrong to do things without consent to people, yo, man.
He's giving chicks roofies and knocking them out and going for it.
Some of them came back for more.
Some of them came back for more. So
that's real. No doubt.
Whole story. Yeah. So if somebody, if I go over to Bubba's crib and I wake up and my asshole's fucked up, I ain't going back to Bubba's spot.
Hey, B, you know, me and wifey got into a job argument last night over that shit, over that same fact that I'm like, wait a minute now, a lot of these women showed up at Ka's spot at multiples, but that's a whole nother thing.
Right, that's it. Know? So that's again, you know, we can sit here and pick at and attack the women, which is wrong. It's wrong, you know what I'm saying, to do that. So I don't want to do that. What I am going to attack, though, and little Malcolm is here. He's full here now. You're going to just destroy Bill Cosby, destroy him for the same shit that a lot of powerful white men are still doing right now.
That's true. Now, again, I don't know who the CEO of Bounce TV is. I understand Temple, you know, how they gonna pull credentials and other facilities like that. But B, this is coming from his own backyard.
B, I'm gonna be dead ass.
Oh, okay.
Right now, for all these universities that take money from these people and they give all this money back and Kaz, right, I got caught up into some shit, but you cannot fucking take away the shit that he did for Temple University. He did a lot.
Oh, B, they gonna erase that motherfucker.
That's fucked up, in my opinion. Just like what the fucking Virginia Tech did to your boy.
Michael Vick.
Michael Vick. Yeah. All the money he gave and all the shit he did, I know what he did was fucked up, but all that shit he did for that university, that's fucked up. Don't act like you didn't give that money back.
Arf.
You didn't give the fucking money back.
Arf. Hey, B, look, hey, I'm down with you. I'm just saying, yo, the specter of Kaz, yo. Certainly, I think the Hip Hop Digest, we kind of agree that there is a huge hypocrisy out there. Unfortunately, it does run on racial lines. We're seeing it in Kaz. I mean, you got to remember, yo, they took that motherfucker twice.
Yeah.
Twice. Yeah. And rushed that shit back to court a day before the statute of limitations is about to run out.
With the quicks.
So, yeah, there's some more Kool-Aid. There's some more sugar in the Kool-Aid when it comes to Kaz.
B, there's some nice. If you want to dig behind the curtains, you might be on some conspiracy theory shit here. If you start going that route, like, damn, B, how the fuck you just going to make this swift? And then all of a sudden come back with a judgment just so you can turn it in your direction. But, hey, it said karma, nigga. You get what you deserve. And apparently he deserves this.
Well, again, and that's you know, that's my personal. It's a little bit karmatic for him.
What kind of trial was it? I'm sorry, I don't know what kind of was it just before the judge or was there a jury?
No, it was a judge and jury.
Yeah, okay.
This a regular criminal trial.
You got yanked.
To the state of Pennsylvania v. William Cosby.
So I guess some Penn State fans is feeling pretty good. Feeling some get back off that paterno, huh?
Maybe. Well, they took his shit down too.
Yeah, they did. And that's
he didn't even do it.
And that was fucked up.
B, no, that was warranted.
That was fucked up because all the shit he did for that place was fucked up. I say get him for what he did and for the neglect and not paying attention to his own fucking people. You can throw him out, shit on his name and all of that, but the shit that he did for that place, son, you cannot take that away. And that's fucked up. I think that's fucked up when you do that.
Hey, the thing about Paterno, and I'm not going to run down that rabbit hole quickly, he knew what the fuck was going on. He kept his mouth shut.
Okay, I understand that.
And two, athletic directors and front office people and all the motherfuckers went to jail, okay? And Paterno, he passed away. There's nothing you could do to him. They took his statue. They took all the shit he did. You know, it's finished. It's over with. It's gone. It's never to return.
But it's fucked up. I still say that's fucked up. I say shit on him and blame him for everything else. As far as anybody. I don't care anybody.
Shitting on him is a part of taking away his legacy, though.
But to take away his legacy, that's
part of his
up.
Legacy. That's him.
That's him. But that's
part of his
that's
legacy.
Something fucked up that happened in his legacy that he did. But you're going to take away all the good for the one wrong.
The only thing you be...
All the good, you're taking it away. That's what I'm saying.
I can't
do that. I'm not that type of person.
And if you ask Matt Sui, if you ask Franco Harris, if you ask all the Matt Millen, the huge Penn State alumni and shit, them niggas, they are paternal guys. They're going to keep his legacy alive. The school itself is saying... He knew about that shit, and we're getting his name and likeness and image the fuck out of here. The same thing they doing with Kaz, but on another level.
I got you, B, but I'm just the type of person that separates shit, B.
All right.
If your one wrong is not going to take away, yeah. I say fuck you for the wrong that you did. Nigga, if you deserve to get locked up, get put to death for your wrong, get that nigga for that wrong.
We'll have to
but
agree
don't
to
take
disagree.
Away the legacy.
We'll
nigga.
Have to agree to, dig- to disagree on
all
that,
all right.
B, so, you know.
Free Cosby.
He said, free Cosby.
I'll stoke it all.
hey, nigga.
Nigga said, free Cosby and shit.
I don't think that was going to happen.
Damn. No doubt. Let's keep it rocking, yo. Next time we're going to Hip Hop Digest. This is kind of, this is another fucked up issue. The specter of Kanye West. Super trolling. Make America Great hats, conservative black agenda, the whole shit. Super trolling. Man, that's what I'm calling. That motherfucker's a super troller.
So that new song that they got on TMZ that they apparently they're talking
God,
about
nigga.
That scoobity doobity dippity doo shit.
Nigga, I'm telling you, what deep inside nigga, me is like, this nigga is playing the fuck out of the media and fans.
You
what?
Think so, B?
He's down with the Kardashians. That's what they do.
Right.
Don't you really? I mean, let's just step back for just a second. Just for a second. This to me is no different than the Kanye that we've been getting for the last, what, 6-7 years?
Okay.
It's no different. It's no different whether he was with the Kardashians or not. This dude needs help, yo. I don't think he's trolling at all. I mean, if you could call it that technically. But usually when people are trolling, they're just, you know, just trying to start some shit. I think Kanye really is, this is what who he is and what he's thinking, yo.
Okay, let's take your premise here. So it's really who he is and really who he's thinking. Now, I look at the legacy. More than the legacy, I look at the people, these people. Kanye's a genius. You know, motherfuckers don't know nothing about Yeezus. You know, all that fucking avant-garde talk. All that nut shit when Kanye was a nut all along. We're going to take your premise, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, what I believe that some people are saying, especially in the African-American side of things, this nigga is embracing Trump. You know what I mean? Super racist number one, Trump.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
My man. B, I'm just saying, how dangerous... How, okay, A number... The first thing is, how dangerous is that? Okay, even if he is on some super Kardashian Jenner troll shit, how dangerous is that? And number two, how many niggas is gonna flock back to Kanye the minute the album drop to get drippings of any props that may come his way?
Everyone, but have you forgotten that we... Oh, I'm sorry, that was a Public Enemy song. Yeah, but actually, have you forgotten that he was right there front and center with Donald Trump after he won the election? Did you forget that? Did you forget the photo op?
I see the picture of Trump Tower. B, and the reason why I'm saying this, I seen your boy Questlove, right? This nigga heated, you know, talking about I can't fuck with Kanye, you know, this talking all that crazy shit. But then he be one of the first ones to turn around and be like, yo, that new Kanye album, I can't believe how incredible that shit is. B, that's what I'm saying. Where are we going? Look, if we going to hold, we just got done talking about holding motherfuckers to an accountability. Cause and shit. You know what I mean? Joe Paterno. When we going to hold this nigga? I don't give a fuck if he trolling or not.
Okay, B.
Where are we going to hold this crazy fool to accountability?
Okay, B. You know I got to bring the realism to the set.
Oh, my man.
Let me question you for a second.
Okay.
So you saying bring him to accountability. So what are we bringing him to accountability for?
Well, certainly we're bringing him to accountability. B, a lot of African Americans are doing a lot of suffering in this 45 administration. Okay? Not to mention Charlottesville, where he's bigging up them motherfucking racist niggas. Okay? Not to mention just a whole litany of policies and procedures that Trump is putting forth. Okay? I'm just saying, we can sit up here and talk about OJ, and we can sit up here and talk about Cos and shit. When we gonna pull this motherfucker? I'm saying it's through the filter of commercial rap.
Okay.
Okay? Because the same motherfuckers who outraged now, if the album drop and is good, they're going to run right back there talking about, oh, yo, Kanye a genius.
Okay, I got you on that.
Fuck that nigga.
Okay, I got you on that.
And fuck that nigga. And you know what? As good as his first two albums or maybe three may have been, fuck them too.
CB. And see, here I am. This is going to be my... Here I am with my George Wallace, because I separate, okay, my nigga. Kanye's political association don't mean shit to me as far as his music. They're separate things to me. So,
word?
So to me, for the fans, this might go back
word?
And say, for the niggas that love... For the people that say, I love Kanye's music, but I don't fuck with his political association, I can be down with that.
Nigga!
I can be down with that.
So let me give you an example. Let's say you caught Macklemore and shit with some Nazi shit.
Okay.
Oh, y'all niggas will be on Macklemore ass.
I will be on his ass for the Nazi shit. But if he put out a hot banging ass fucking track produced by whoever, I'm Pete Rock, I'm gonna be like, yo, that shit is fucking fire.
Y'all,
I'm gonna be questioning, I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna be like, that shit is fire.
Swerve.
I'm gonna be like, B.
Swerve, hit the realism.
No, the realism for me is, shit is fire, B. That shit is fire because I can separate, B. I have that in me, and that's just something that most people probably don't have. I'm able to separate shit like that.
Curtis, these shows live on forever, bro.
Let them live on, my nigga. And they're going to be telling the truth. I separate
I'm
shit.
I'm just saying, I know it's hypothetical, but if a nigga come out with some Nazi shit, I'm not fucking with him. He could have whoever the fuck make his record. I'm not supporting that shit.
B, now, I'm not saying I'm not supporting. I'm not going to buy the motherfucker. Okay, I got you. I'm not going to buy the motherfucking next joint. I'm not going to be out supporting buying it, but I'm going to be like, that showing his fire. I'm gonna be like, that track is fucking fire.
I ain't even doing that.
I'll be like, it's fire. I can't help it. I can't lie that shit's fire. I'm not fucking with him personally because the nigga's a straight Nazi, neo-Nazi nigga, but that fucking track is crazy.
Macklemore is not a Nazi. We're just hypothetical.
I know. I got you. The same thing with Kanye. I'm not fucking with Kanye's political association because he's fucking with Trump on that level, but if this next album and he's got some fucking heat on there, I'm gonna be like, yo, I ain't gonna lie, it's a couple joints on there that I like.
Fuck Kanye.
He gonna have to pull a Jay-Z for me to like it. He gonna have to pull a 444 for me to like it, because I can't even imagine what goes on inside of Kanye's head.
See, to me, the problem with Kanye is that okay, I understand hype. I understand the Kardashian Jenners and the way they move and shit. I get that. But B, you talking about real pain and policies that this president inflicts on people. And for West, who could choose any number of trolling devices at his disposal to bring the light to himself, to bring the cameras. He could do any kind of fucking devices, okay? But he gonna choose fucking with the most disqualified, you know, most horrible person who's running the country right now and align himself with that. That, to me, is damn near unforgivable, yo.
B, but let's flip this on the other side. Just think about all the fucking...
I mean, literally, that's like King. That's like Dr. King saying, you know, deep down, yo, me and George Wallace at the Pinochle game is partners. But now...
You're giving Kanye way...
But I know what you're saying, but I'm trying to illuminate how fucked up Kanye West is doing.
And that's in your eyes. That's your opinion. But I'm going to say this on the flip side. Let's say all them fucking mountain men, militia motherfuckers, Michigan niggas that was out there hating fucking Obama. That when that nigga was in office, everything that nigga did was fucking the exact same thing that you think Trump is, was what Obama is for them niggas.
I get it.
And they was like, and then just think about what you're saying about Trump. That's what they thought about Obama.
No doubt.
So now you're saying, oh, Kanye is that bad?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't give a fuck that he supports Donald Trump.
I really don't be. I really don't give a fuck about him supporting Donald Trump.
I don't care about that.
That's his own political association. Because him supporting Donald Trump, to me, ain't him going out and standing next to that nigga and saying, you know what? Fuck all them niggas. Fuck the niggas in South Carolina. Fuck the niggas in St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? All that fucking niggas, cops killing people. Fuck them niggas. I don't care about that shit. I'm down with this, but all that. That would be fucked up.
Shit. So you talking about that words actually coming out of his mouth.
Coming out of his mouth, okay, him saying it.
Versus the actions that he's doing anyway. This nigga walking around with that Trump, you know, paraphernalia on, my nigga. I mean, he might as well put on a fucking pointy white hat.
Listen, you guys are just... arguing for nothing. Do you forget? Again, let me be the voice of reason. Do you forget that Kanye tried to have a fucking jacket with a rebel flag on it and shit?
Well, B, we done pulled
to promote that shit.
We done pulled the card, and we done seen many a rapper rocking the Confederate jump off.
We're talking about Mr. West right now.
Yeah, no doubt, right? No doubt.
So let's keep it in context. This dude is always doing something, from fucking George Bush don't like black people to walking up on a stage with a bottle of Hennessy and then snatching mics to whatever. You know what I'm saying?
So basically, we're back to the beginning of the topic. So what you're ultimately saying is that this nigga is a super troll. And the way he manipulates the media is just strictly on a real, calculated, malicious super troll.
No. What he's saying is that's just him.
He
that's just Kanye.
That's who he is.
He can't help himself is what he does. He's one of them niggas that whatever comes to his mind, he just does it.
Yep.
There's no filter. There's no filter with this nigga. He just does it. Whether it's contrary, it's fucking, it doesn't matter. He just does it. Fuck it.
So he's a fucking sociopath.
To a point. Right, yes.
Okay.
To a point, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't, don't let that dude get you off.
This nigga's riled up back here, B. This nigga's all riled up over Kanye.
I ain't riled up. I'm just saying, yo. Word is born, yo. Fuck that motherfucker, yo. Fuck him.
You ain't got the answers, killer.
Killer's got the answers. Kanye just ain't gonna wanna hear him.
But I you know what though? This is gonna be crazy. This is gonna be crazy for me to say. I really am interested in hearing the album though.
I
know one way or another.
I'm interested in hearing it based off that scoopity poop shit. I'm gonna tell you what I heard. I'm gonna tell you what I heard.
You got trolled, nigga.
No. This is what I heard. I heard that nigga using the drums that he used on the first fucking two albums. I said, damn, if he gets back to that Kanye, that workout plan Kanye, that I come and drop a couple of lines because she gonna think that I'm lying Kanye. If he gets back to that shit,
Oh, God, if he goes traditional hip-hop, I might commit suicide.
Oh, boy.
Well, don't you put that in the air, my nigga.
I'm just saying, yo, if he goes back to traditional hip-hop with samples and the original gritty drum kits, yo, I'm going to fucking scream.
You're look in the mirror and give confirmations. I do like Kanye West.
And then I'm going to say, Killer is officially in the sunken place.
Oh, yeah. You're right. I'm gonna be in the sunken place, yo. I'm gonna be all fucked up because, you know, as a sociopath as he is, when it came down to that official loop up shit, he's doing his thing. But I wanna move on. I wanna go to the next topic.
Last thing. Do you really think the media gives a fuck? They are loving this shit.
They love it.
Right. Yeah.
Which is why I'm saying the man really needs help. Shit, I still need to mourn my mom. You know what I'm saying? So, and this dude, rich, people licking his ass, whatever he want. And I don't mean that in a sexual way. I mean it like whatever he says. Oh yeah, yes Kanye, whatever. So the dude needs help, yo. He needs somebody real from back in the day.
And the problem is he's probably not listening to them niggas. Somebody from back in the day probably couldn't even tell that nigga nothing.
Yeah, you can't tell me.
The Kanye I used to love.
Alright, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Meek Mill released from prison. Woohoo!
Golf clap?
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's a happy time. I'm glad the brother's out. But now comes the hard question. Meek is out, but what's the impact? Now, there's a couple of ways we can go with this. Is the impact going to be that, you know, he stands up for prison reform and trying to educate the young boys on a life of crime? You don't want to be involved with the justice system. Or does he run back to the Maybach Music Studios and put out the first trap gangster lean record he can get his hands on? What's the impact?
May I?
Oh, I'll let you go first.
Some of us have very good memories and we see a lot of things. And I recall seeing Meek Mill not too long ago say that he was actually going to change his lyrics and not so much glorify that bullshit. I saw Meek on two of those interviews where the major channels was talking to him, and he was talking all this reform and all this kind of stuff, and how he would be happy to be the conduit to change in the legal situation. Now, if that nigga come out talking about some hold up, wait a minute again, after being in jail for a couple of months with some time to think and write some shit, I'm clowning.
Okay, but somebody would say, as a point counterpoint, Meek's just celebrating. So his next video is liable to be trap, bottle service, sparklers, a lot of asses, a lot of, you know, jingling baby, a lot of that.
That nigga better write another Black Steel an Hour of Chaos. that's what he better do.
I think not. And I think that Meek is in a bad position right now.
What?
I think Meek is in a bad position because his image and what the music that he used to make is such, it's him. So for him to come out and to totally switch and go and do something else is going to kill him. We're totally killing far as musically, because these niggas is not going to want to hear that. They're going to want to hear that old shit that he used to make. They're not gonna want to hear this. That new, I just got out of jail and I got a whole bunch of damn new songs I want to put out, all about positive shit. They ain't want to hear that shit. We might want to hear that. We want to see that the brothers actually turn his life around and want to do something. But that nigga over there at Maybach Music is gonna be like, hold up, man. Okay, I'll give you one or two songs on the album where you can talk positive. I understand you got your mind, but nigga, it's time to get back to that real shit. It's time for us to get back and do this money-making shit.
But it's also an opportunity for the young man to really do something serious for the culture, unlike Mr. West.
See, so, right. And two, you know, if Meek got some real cats around him, he's gonna be like, you know, your legacy, it can be cemented in numerous ways. You might be able to get some quick money on some quick trap joints now, but if you do the right thing here, you know, ain't nobody saying he gonna be the next Chuck D, but I'm telling you, this could be some real shit. Because a lot of young niggas fuck with me.
He had Dr. J out there trying to get him free.
He's got an opportunity right here that's in front of him, that he could take this and take the ball and run with it and actually bring the next generation up and bring some cats up and actually turn and to look at him and say, all right, I'm watching Meek with both eyes. I'm not even giving him the side eye. I'm watching him with both eyes, and I want to see the type of move this nigga make right now. And they're actually, like you said, young cats is watching him, and they want to see what kind of moves he make.
Right.
Because if this nigga actually comes out and goes back to doing what he was doing before, they go, oh, that nigga ain't changed. Fuck that. He ain't, you know what I'm saying? But then again, if he does change, now you got the people that used to love what he used to do be like, that nigga went to jail and got soft.
Yeah, but fuck them niggas, because he's on a larger goal. His legacy is going to be cemented. It's a legacy type of thing that you can't shake. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers are going to point to Meek Mills as a turning point. You know what I'm saying?
He very well could be.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Because we're always talking about looking for a major label guy to be the turning point, to at least do something, and it could be him. I'm not, it's got to start somewhere.
Yeah, it's got
to. Owes it to all those people that said free Meek.
Right.
He owes it to them.
Now, see, he does owe it to them, but see, a lot of them people that are saying free Meek still want to hear the old Meek. They were just out there because it was a trending topic and it was just something popular to do. So they was out there doing it, saying free me because everybody else, because you motherfuckers is sheep. They just following the fucking crowd. So also, on another thing on this, hopefully Meek doesn't do what he did the last time, the few times he went to jail, which is go to jail, get out, and do the same old dumb shit he's been doing.
I think the people who really care about Meek understand that this is a different opportunity, this is a different situation, and I don't believe you're gonna see Meek back in the bang.
Well, but you see, this is Meek. I'm talking about Meek himself, not the people and not his music. I'm talking about Meek himself making the right decisions himself to actually change, to actually say, you know what, fuck that. I'm done with that dumb shit. I'm not gonna get caught up in this and that. Because did they drop his probation? Is he completely off probation now?
I don't know nothing about that.
See, exactly. Because if the nigga get caught popping wheelies again, you'd be like, what the fuck, nigga? What would you just went to jail for that shit.
All I know is recidivism is a hell of a drug.
All right, man. We're going to keep it moving, yo. Right now, I'm just looking at the list of shit right now, yo. We in Philly heavy right now. Kaz, obviously from Philly, Meek Mill.
Next, shout out the Jewel T.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Ride the crossfade. next up, going to Hip Hop Dodgers. This also comes from Peter Johansson. Springtime and pandas are frolicking, my nigga. The pandas are frolicking. B, we're going to do this through the rest of the spring. We're going to do this shit all summer. I got a feeling. Freeway, all the way live. Pandering abounds. It's just crazy. It's crazy. Pandas abounding. Frolicking.
What is for real? Like, we all heard that song, right? So what about that song is pandering?
It's trap drums. I know what you're getting ready to do, and I'm gonna have to slap your hands with that. Ruler.
I'm ready.
You have to slap your hands with the ruler. You're going to say that, okay, it may be sound like a trap record, but Freeway was flowing like he usually does.
Kind of.
Yeah, well.
Kind of. Because, see, so the difference to me is Nick Grant. That's the difference. So Nick Grant went from super lyricist, flowing dude, rhyming ass, to just some ignorant shit, right?
Okay.
That to me is pandering.
Oh, okay.
Even a young boy.
Okay.
If Freeway would have been sounding like that staccato shit and mumbling and not doing sentences and shit, yeah, I'll be all in. I'll be all in.
Okay, then because I remember earlier in the show you said some of us got long memories.
Yep.
And I got a long memory. And on this show,
Mike, commercial record.
And on this show, Swervin, you were lighting Jada Kiss up because Jada Kiss flow remained the same over trap and crunk beats.
Yep. Okay. And how many guest features did he have on his shit? And Jesus, who did he go out and get to put on the records?
There's an entire fucking Jada Kiss mixtape over Southern beats out there. Okay. Right. And you were one of the ones who was on Jada Kiss' ass. There was no separation. You didn't give him no hookup for flowing like Jada Kiss, but over trap beats. But you're going to get freeway and pass.
That sounds good, but you are not giving the whole story, sir. I will definitely take my lumps when they are necessary.
Well, what's I'm not one
to be like, nah, yo, I wasn't fucking that bitch, but there's a picture.
What am I missing?
Never be me.
What am I missing?
You're missing again. Now, this is one song only that we heard from Freeway. One song. But we heard the Jada Kiss in full Panda regalia with, the guest artist, the whole reaching out, trying to be a whole part of that shit. I'm sitting here on reserve right now. I'm telling you, I'm giving myself a little space because if Freeway come out with another 3-4 of those joints and have Yo Gotti or any of them folks on there, oh yeah, you won't get no argument from me. But I have you. If you also have a long memory, you might have heard me once or twice or 100 times say that I wouldn't be mad if I heard trap beats with somebody spitting on it. Right? I'm on record for that. I don't want to hear trap music and somebody sounding like they ain't had no dad. They talking like they mom on the mic. I don't want to hear that. And I'm talking about that dude from out here and a few other people that I just heard this morning. It's like, what the fuck is with that? But to me, right now, Freeway hasn't done that yet. But it maybe he's got the slippers on. Maybe.
He's pandering. And I'm, you know what? Here it is. Okay. This is where I'm going to say. He is pandering in this aspect. Because you don't hear Freeway doing this type of shit. He actually went and got and started and sounding over a beat that you could hear any of my peoples on or anybody from that area rhyming over this same exact damn beat. And he went and got one of them beats. So he was pandering in that aspect that he went to go get him a beat to try to get on the radio with. So he's pandering in that. Not that that's a bad thing, but yeah, he pandered in that aspect because usually Freeway does Freeway and he goes on a beat and he flows. On here, that flow he was doing, I wasn't fucking with it. That flow was just ugly. Like, oh, nigga, I can't fuck with your flow. But I did like that beat, though. That beat was fucking hot to me. I ain't gonna lie. But the Freeway was buck pandering in the fact that he went out and got a radio-friendly beat.
Okay.
I can't argue that. I got to go out and get some bamboo and start feeding y'all niggas because y'all motherfuckers is getting ready to turn into pandas too, yo. I'm telling you. I'm going to start feeding niggas bamboo. It's just straight. But there's a side note. And it quickly, nah. There's a side note.
Why the fuck I need bamboo though, nigga?
No, nigga,
explain your motherfucking self, nigga. Why I got to be a motherfucking panda, nigga? Why I need to eat some bamboo?
Because, see, to me, you know, this whole, y'all niggas is now trying to parse shit. You know what I mean? I'm gonna take the skin off the corn, the kernel, so you can't call it corn. Nigga, fuck that. This nigga pandering. But there is a side note. It's paying off for him because the article that I got it from said the song came in at number one on the Hip Hop DX playlist via Spotify. Not number one in the country, just Hip Hop DX said it was the number one record this week.
And
it paid off for him.
Well, I don't know if it paid off for him. Maybe he paid for that spot, but that's something else. But he did. There's my pandering right there. I said he pandered to get him a spot on the radio. So he got him a spot on the Hip Hop DX, and he pandered and got that spot. That's where he was pandering at.
So Killer, if his next release is typical Freeway, and then the one after that, 2-3 regular freeways? Are you gonna forget this, or are you gonna be like, nah, that nigga still got panda residue?
Well, you know what? I mean, okay, so he bought a pair of socks at the mall and shit.
So he got, are they long socks or short socks?
Oh, he got them 1970 NBA socks on.
It looked like he bought a pair of socks at the mall. But trust me when I tell you, yo, this shit, we gonna be doing this shit the rest of the summer. I guarantee it. Oh, shit. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, okay, let's get it over with. Your boy J. Cole, that KOD shit, you know, breaks all kinds of streaming numbers. So Swerve got a small story he started with before we kicked in. Go ahead, please, relay that story.
It's okay. So my youngest daughter, she is about to be 16 soon. She is a J. Cole fan. There could be much worse things in life, right? But I have explained to her time and time again that I do not dislike J. Cole. His music just does not resonate with me fully. There are songs that I like of J. Cole, and there are songs that I just fall asleep to or just gotta turn off. So she sent me, I think it was ATM and pictures or something she wanted me to listen to. And before I could even listen to them joints, I sent her a text. I said, and I'm sorry, but I said, listening to J. Cole is like eating marshmallows with hot sauce on it. And I say that because I like marshmallows and I like hot sauce, but I just don't like them together, right? So I listened to the album this morning. And I think King Killer said last week that there was a couple joints on there.
No, I'd say there's just one joint, the last cut.
Oh, there's
cut.
One? My bad. I ain't gonna put words in your mouth, B. I could listen to maybe 3 or 4 songs without any hesitation. But for the most part, I am still an avid want-to-be fan of J. Cole. I'm not going to diss the brother because I like the fact that he is doing what he's doing. I do. But I just don't. It just doesn't resonate for me. That's all it's to it. And whatever, you know, Artemis spent a good time on the chain trying to convince people to not hate J. Cole or what have you, but J. Cole is just one of them dudes, man. Yeah,
I want to, me too. I'm in the same boat. I want to like Cole. I certainly like his integrity, okay? And I want to like him, again, like I said on the text chain, he's tormented. I said last week he's tormented. I stick with that. He's a tormented guy who really wants to do real traditional hip-hop. But he comes from the trap generation, so he has the, you know. But he's winning, because at least for this week, he broke the streaming numbers. And like I said on the text chain, I'm sure the Aubrey fans had an attack of a self-esteem there.
And somebody not as much as LL did, though.
Well, we was going to get to that. Let's segue. Next topic of the Hip Hop Digest is LL Cool J correcting with love our young fans out there about J. Cole and features. LL Cool J puts out a record in 1985 called Radio. Just him, all by himself, goes platinum. Somehow, some way, Kurt G, the Young Bulls didn't do their history or didn't give a fuck about history and wanted to anoint J. Cole as the man with the no features plan. But it was a young Todd Smith who did it before they were even sperm in a daddy's croaker sacks.
He called them croaker sacks.
Did you make some tea with those biscuits?
I'm just saying, B. I say that in all jest, but come on, B. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all youngins with that shit. Your niggas is quick to read something on the internet and then run with it. You don't do no fact checking. You don't. And I get shit wrong, and I'll come on this show and correct. And because the text chain is quick to correct you, and I'll come on the show and give a mea culpa and say I was wrong. But goddamn, how you gonna forget about that? Or how you gonna at least not check those facts? And LL said one more before you answer that. He said one more important thing. LL said, but when you say something like that, you're deemed as a hater.
Mm,
Yeah. LL Cool J has just found out if you want this hip-hop shit to be credible for a long time, you're going to have to fight for this shit. Because there's people actively trying to take it away from you.
Wow. Nowadays, man, everybody want to talk, but they got something to say. But nothing comes out when they move their lips. It's just a bunch of gibberish. Niggas act like they forgot about Cool J.
This is our residential memory rhymer over here.
Yes, sir. I got a billion of them.
But it's good to hear LL supporting hip-hop and defending hip-hop.
Because he's got to right now.
Exit 13 was just a bad stain in my memory.
Shit, there was a whole lot of bad stains from that nigga at the end.
But I, to this effect, these kids don't have any reason to go back and do history. Because
it's now.
It's all about now. It's all about what's happening now. Everything's been spoon-fed to them. Everything's being spoon-fed to them. It just pops up on their phone and they go with it. So actually thinking that they're going to go and do a fact check on something and actually check and see if actually what somebody decided to say, you know what, J. Cole is the first person to do an album without features. And not go back and think of anybody else that did that before him.
To go platinum, by the way.
Not platinum, actually go platinum. There's plenty of albums that went without features, but to go platinum with it, yeah.
I was trying to think. I'm sorry. I'm about to fuck up. Did 50 Cent had features, didn't he?
Well, but see, that's a whole nother story, because how many people have you asked? 90, I ain't going to say 90. I'm going to say 70% of the people are going to think Get Rich and Die Trying was 50's first anyway. So they're going to be fucked up off the
break.
Because they don't count Power as a Dollar as his first. So,
yeah.
But all that being said, just, you know, shout out to LL Cool J. Like I said before, you're going to have to fight for this hip hop shit, yo. You got to fight for hip hop to be recognized in the correct form and fashion. You're not to be bulldozed by somebody's hype machine. So,
that's what we're here for. We're here to keep hip hop memory alive and to keep the history of hip hop alive. And that's what people need to be doing to keep this thing alive. And people like LL, who is now back on board and doing what he's supposed to be doing.
Right.
We need this.
So, congrats. Yeah, I appreciate that. That's a golf clap for James Todd Smith.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, all right. We're going to round it out here. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Rapture Episode 3. T.I. I don't know what you think about that. My overall, he talks about his drug past. And the T.I. comes off like a family man and a motivational speaker, if you ask me. Is that accurate? I don't know. It's just...
I'm about to catch hell.
Ooh. Go ahead and catch it, man. And hope you got your oven mitts on.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm a T.I. fan from back in the day.
Yeah, you are. Yes, sir.
T.I. fan. But, I, this is a little bit funny what I'm trying to say, but it's some real shit that I'm saying. Like, T.I. reminds me of somebody who went to jail and got smart. It's like I appreciate what he's doing and how he's trying to do it, kind of, but it's like it's a little bit too preachy, a little bit too preachy for me. It's like I don't know. I just can't explain it, but that's except to say that he reminds me of a dude who was in jail and got smart. That's all I can call it.
Went in and started reading.
Well, yeah. I'm got to give T.I. a little bit more credit because, you know, we're sitting up here talking about doing history and doing research. Your boy did reach back to the civil rights generation, Maxine Waters, Harry Belafonte, and others for guidance. I mean, you don't see guys doing that. And he did that.
You're right. And I respect that. It's just I'm going to need more time. I'm going to need more time and more building. I'm going to need to see this foundation built up into the house that creating.
And what about the support he's getting from David Banner? Strong cameo from David Banner.
Always been down. Rubber Band Man. Yes, they got a connection.
That's how T.I. got big.
Huh?
I said, "Hi, as a Taliban, Rubber Band Man."
Exactly. Who? David Banner did that track.
Yeah.
So, the Letter to the System EP is largely forgotten, and that's a shame. But you know, I can't really. I want to give T.I. a golf clap because the sum of the parts. Now, look, what T.I.'s doing with the cameras off and shit, who knows? But at that point, in episode 3, I thought we see a guy in transition. Okay, you talk about somebody who kind of reminds you of Meek Mill. It's T.I. doing dumb shit.
Yeah, that's it. There you go.
And then aging and then maturing and looking like, I don't think after you talk to Harry Belafonte, I don't think you're going to be on some nut shit. I mean, anything can happen, no doubt, but
I think it's just the fortitude that he talks with when he's talking about the things that he had done in the trap. And he's seen so many. That's the thing. It's like a lecture. Just talk to me, bro. Let's just have a conversation.
What it is? You don't like to hear him talking with his proper voice. You want to hear him talking with that Georgia street slang that he talks with. Just talk regular.
Just talk to me, bro.
Yeah, talk but you me. Know, I don't know, B. I'm down with that whole T.I. situation right now. Like I said, we don't know what's up, but.
You want to hear some blasphemy? You want to hear some blasphemy? I probably would not have been. I listen to Dr. King's speeches to this day, right?
Okay.
But I hope he didn't talk like that when he was sitting there with his boy just talking.
Nah, you know, King was, they was in the hotel room doing what they do. You know what I mean? Just talking regular, right?
Chill. And so that's kind of another piece of it, you know, because Dr. King was an orator. He would take his time with those words. And I just wasted like 10 seconds. But you understand what I'm saying? I'm not programmed for that. You got to talk to me, yo. I'm not off this microwave, you know, internet speed. But let's just have a conversation, yo. Let's just talk, you and me, us, whatever.
So ultimately, my roundup on that is I just like to see right now what I'm seeing out of T.I., the transition. That's all. I ain't mad at that at all. Yeah. I'm loving the maturity and I'm loving the transition, you know, and we'll see if the transition fully takes hold. I'm not saying he has to come out and repudiate trap or trap music, but he needs to come out and do a corrective course. Okay.
About that whole situation.
So,
right. You know. Show him another way, T.I. Yeah. You got it now. You see it.
Right.
Oh, that sounds like that preacher. You see it.
Gee, you got anything to add on that T.I. shit?
T.I. built his career off of that type of music. So, for me, for him to come out and try to tell niggas to not do that and to do something different would be hypocritical, as far as I'm concerned. So I don't see where he would have to come out and actually tell somebody not to do that type of music. Now, to tell them to not do what they saying in their music is something different. To be like, nigga, yeah, you don't need to be out there really running from 12 doing dumb shit. So, yeah, you can do that. But to tell niggas not to do that music, I don't see where he needs to do that.
Well, you know what? But T.I., if anybody can do that, because he's been through that. Now, Beanie Siegel, the reason why I like B. Siegel is because Siegel, even though he was a jail nigga, but his stories would really tell you about really what the fuck jail was about. And wouldn't tell you not to hustle, but you'd be listening to his music and you'd be listening to how it really is to be locked up and making liquor out of the toilet and all that dumb shit. Damn, really, you really want to fuck with that, Dunn? So I look at T.I. in that same fashion. I don't know, even though if T.I. is going to come out, maybe he is telling niggas not to be in a trap, but he can certainly tell niggas what it is to almost risk everything you got trying to rep for some trap shit.
Right. That's the direction he should be in. That's the direction that he should be at right there.
And I think he is. I honestly think he is. It's just the message needs to be tightened up.
The trap ambassador is what he's going to be. He's where you want him to go to.
Right. And I wouldn't be mad at that either.
No. Right.
But I miss that about hip-hop and in general, about rap. That's where you had Tupac and them niggas would tell you both sides of the story. I miss both sides of the story. Nigga like Scarface was good at that.
Yeah, see, that's another one. Perfect example.
You get both sides of the story. You don't just get the shine and the glitz and the glamour of trapping and doing all this dumb shit. And all you're doing is seeing about money and hoes and strip clubs and all this shit. It ain't about that. It's the bad side to that shit, too. Getting locked the fuck up. Doing time, nigga. Being taken away from your family, your kids. Everything gone.
No, that's what's up. All right, well, you know how we rock it. It's Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right, this week we got Chima Anya and Sloan People Forget. That's Chima Anya and Sloan People Forget. And then we got Gaines Tuxedo Dreams. That's Gaines Tuxedo Dreams. And the instrumental joint is Calvin Valentine Plush Seats. That's Calvin Valentine Plush Seats.
That's what's up. Yo, I got a bit. I'm looking over the topics before we got started, and I'm thinking, damn, how the fuck are we going to get through this show? Because we're going to break into a fucking argument that's going to take 50 minutes.
We had a couple
arguments in there, but we made it.
Yeah, I didn't think we was going to make it, though. So.
we made it.
And just so y'all know, Curtis done called us, what do you call us, assholes or stupid motherfuckers? What'd you call us, Curtis?
What's that? Oh, a few weeks back is a dumb motherfucker, stupid ass.
Dumb motherfuckers.
No, dumbass. That's what it was.
We dumbasses.
I said, you a dumbass.
Curtis, now me and Curtis pandas.
Now we come need up, bamboo and shit.
Yeah, y'all gonna make me go into the word and find something for y'all asses.
I don't like being called a motherfucking panda though. He gonna get me bamboo and shit. At least start me off with some fucking grass or something. At least work me up to the bamboo.
Yo, son, we just gonna call it like we see it.
Shit, I thought he was gonna get a bamboo switch or some shit.
Can I get a grass fucking smoothie first?
Hey.
Anyway, before we get out, y'all, I want to give a shout out to everybody on the text chain, yo. Boy, I tell you what, man, if you get caught wrong in the text chain, boy, woo, watch out.
Oh, there'll be a meme for your ass.
Yeah, boy, you ain't lying. So that's what's good. All right, we'll see y'all next week.
What's up? Peace. One.
Started on the now, now you find me on the Rivoli. Still won't find another that's as sick as me worldwide and is still sleeping. This whole hood knows I'm real deep in. Don't wanna shout me out, they're shook, that's without a doubt. Must think I want their spot, blood, you're all shit. What I write on this page is equivalent to full clips. Don't get hit when these bullets spray, lick you off the stage. Pick the microphone up and tell the crowd he was in the way. I'm meant to stay, get used to me, the man are used to bees. Getting used by cooperations just to boost the fees. Please, don't insult my intelligence, you ain't relevant. When I step in the room, I stand out like I'm an elephant. The man are elegant, like bitches all in their skinny jeans. Rappers wearing dresses and you play it like you never seen. Who passed you the mic? Who gave you the pen and said you can write? What gassed you and made you so high? When every style you got you bite. That's just how I know me and these rappers ain't alike. Who the fuck passed you the mic and said that you can write? Your whole style's dead, get on your bike. Every single bar you got you bite. Why don't you get your own life?
On the real though, listen, yo. The style's diabolical. Start sitting prophesize like an oracle. These writers are comical. Get to the root like a follicle. No obstacles. These MCs get burnt like fossil fuels. I'm like buttered fingered robbers dropping jewels. A hopscotching over the spot, break rules. Kill it in one take, they take two. Or too many takes to make it a great tune. Dark streets that got a riot or break loose like daylight. Uncontrollable through the grapevine. Hate crimes, fucking the world, ain't a great sight. Death's on the end of the line. Have a FaceTime, be gazed by your graveside. Bleed from the pain like you better not bite like teeth on a canine. Steam train over the game, best to fame my lane like it's my right away, still I wanna
Inception.
Change.
Thank my mother for her invention. Intention to take you rap addicts to my dimension. did I mention? I've been packing these packets to get essential. Dodging the coppers who be trying to attack us for living better. Ambition, I had me a Beretta to get this cheddar. Young, brave and wilder, my talent versus my temper. But who the fuck was rude of mine? I've been hearing these rappers and they be sounding kinda shite. I be spitting that crack, I should've named myself White. Niggas stuck in the dark clouds, but I gave them the light, the manual. But I'm trying to be annual, not part-time. These soft niggas say ouch when they hit hard rhymes. This summer troops say this is our time to grab the book and give our rhymes to a nation impatient to hear bars rhymes. I let it go, I make the crowd go whoa. When they pass me the mic, I'm like yo, yo, yo.
Who the fuck passed you the mic? Or gave you the pen and said you can write? What gassed you and made you so hype? When every style you got you bite. That's just how I know me and these rappers ain't alike. Who the fuck passed you the mic? Said that you can write. Your whole style's dead, get on your bike. Every single bar you got you bite. Why don't you get your own life?
Yeah, never stop with the terror, you're a flop for the error. Keep ducking the speller like helicopter propeller. Your woman hates your music, now it's a hard seller. Only felt it kicking when the doctor did tell her. Now it's bumping, farming in the trees, crumping. So red, every vessel in my head busting. Ain't dealing with the joking, stand up. Like a game of poker, put your hand up for us to get the jam shot. Churn stomach like space to earth plummets. Call a peace treated and curse the first summit. I'm worse than my first summon. The only circle round the head will be you spinning the fuck out with the birds humming. Disturb summon, leave the mammals and the earth running. No change to the sky, but I'll bring a new sun in. Rolling like a hay bale through an older town. Had the ultrasound since my very first book was found. Yeah.
Who passed you the mic? Or gave you the pen and said you can write? What gassed you and made you so hype? When every style you got you bite. That's just how I know me and these rappers ain't alike. Who the fuck passed you the mic? Yeah. Said that you can write. Your whole style's dead, get on your bike. Every single bar you got you bite. Why don't you get your own life? Yeah. Yo.
Call me slept on, guess I'm the one they dreaming about. But when they finally walk, it'll be my name that they screaming out. Been walking this path from an early age, reading books by the Panthers, building up my rage. At age 14, red soul on ice. Spook was set by the door, I read that joint twice. Ice Cube, Brother Jake, and Ice T. These are the professors that will set my mind free. Fuck the police to the east and cop killer. These were my textbooks, sorry, it was not Thriller. That pop music was filler, no disrespect to Mike. But I was fed up and focused, I was ready to fight. The power, with Flavor Flav and Carl Ritten. Now emerge my energy with Public Enemy for many hours. Towers of Babylon that radiate pollution are the same ones we'll be using to stream the revolution. Facts is facts and the fact is whack is whack. Nowadays they need to let the rappers rap. Facts is facts and the fact is trap is trap. Whip that work but just let the rappers rap. Facts is facts, it's a fact, you stacking racks. Get your money but just let the rappers rap. Rappers act like rappers but they still singing. Auto-tune and making music with no meaning. I stand for the flag and stand for my people. This is not a contradiction, I am not a fan of evil. Most of these rappers is evil as these politicians flexing on their own folks who ain't even got a pot to piss in. Still they loving on the bad guy. I try to be the hero, my people tell me to stand by. Cause I don't rap about the coonery. I'm Rogue One standing like Diego in his lunacy. Ergo, my earth go Urso, full circle. And we plant seeds amongst the weeds to make the earth grow. My locks sprout as I spout this intelligence. Orbiting my aura, my antennas of intelligence. Radio once meant relevance, now irrelevant. It's all about the playlist, the playing field is leveling. If you got better ideas, then I am Edison. Electrifying, edifying, true music medicine. Facts is facts and the fact is whack is whack. Nowadays they need to let the rappers rap. Facts is facts and the fact is trap is trap. Whip that work but just let the rappers rap. Facts is facts, it's a fact, you stacking racks. Get your money but just let the rappers rap. Rappers act like rappers but they still singing. Auto-tune and making music with no meaning.
Living this odd paradox This juxtaposition of knowing too much and not enough. Like I got facts to quote, you just don't know when to shut up. When you can't un-understand, know too much to leave it alone and not enough to trust the process. I've seen too much. Art that builds cultures and chants down tyranny's power. It empowers powerless. Homie, how you gonna change the land with 1/10 of your man's fan base? Facts. Am I too smart to be that dumb or too dumb to be that smart? LOL, never mind, I'll just rap.
All I can do is be me. DJ Trey, Gaddafi,
NBS.
Yeah.
Bitch. Word up. Queensbridge, Cambridge, connect. All the way to Switzerland. DJ Trey, the motherfucking Don.
Yeah. Line it up. Yeah.
In the building.
Yo. Yo, yo, I rhyme with both sides of my brain, verbal Novocaine, upload the realest thoughts, spit the realest pain, traumatized by my drama size, audio gunplay, the fans say we love tragedy on any given Sunday, I take real hate over fake love any day, makes me wanna run away, escape from the rumors and the poison that y'all display, when I approach you on a personal, you just switch lanes, bitch made bitch games, I'd rather spit it this way, authentic with my style, nobody made me so, one for Marley Marl, two for Mr. Magic, who first let me in the rap game, the rhyme tragic, catastrophic, graphically displaying topics, I spit acidic across lands, deeper than Amish, yeah, laced in all black, great in what you call rap, to me it's poetry combined with semi-automatics, yeah. This for all you rap frauds who move in disguise, my enterprise, see through you guys, that's how we rise, time to bring forth the true and living, hip-hop is still alive, analyze the time that we live in,
and recognize the time that we give in, the gods balance the earth, spitting violence. Wisdom. It's all real, nothing's taken and nothing's given. But understand, if something's taken, then something's given.
I'm the best supplying, foes that are death defying. Standing near the top of the mountain peak, the vets are climbing. Huh? Tests are trying, I press the iron in record timing. I step to giant, I send the lions, the rest are dying. Girls feel me and they twat when I exercise them. World Series in the park when the Jets are flying. Watch me spit it from the heart and electrify them. You can get it from the Glock if you're testifying. Three rings what I rock with the extra diamond. Don't get you stomped, try to plot on the vet's asylum. Straight tragedy, pigs can't shatter me. You kids can't rattle me, I spit can't battle me. Only go to war when I'm done with the sick strategy. So we can all sit happily, a rich faculty. Can't stop with a 3-year run. I put in work a day, after me there's none. It's nothing.
Yeah, this for all you rap frauds who move in disguise. My enterprise, see through you guys, that's how we rise. Time to bring forth the true and living. Hip hop is still alive, analyze the time that we live in.
And recognize the time that we given. The gods balance the earth, spitting violent wisdom. It's all real, nothing's taken and nothing's given. But understand if something's taken, then something's given.
I leave life to you niggas with no hope. With dope, your career's moving slower than old folks. I'm thrown low, raping shades to hide my misery. Pain, stupidity. God, when it rains, that pain visits me. Flow vividly, true stories follow a broken heart. Played so many games in my past, I don't know where to start. So they told me my voice ill, people hitting my voice real crazy. So I shut off the world, they get hazy. Lately, I've been out of town. Basically, I'm not around, not a sound. Mentally dookie, I'm on a solid ground. Queensbridge, New York, Braveheart, niggas salute. Set the bridges in this bitch and we just hop out and shoot. Cambridge and lion soldiers in silence. Who unfold you with violence? Midget niggas in the way of the Giants. Defense, GFG, NBS, to remind you. The clique, stop addition and the boys will never find you. Yeah. This for all you rap frauds who move in disguise. My enterprise, see through you guys, that's how we rise. Time to bring forth the true and living. Hip hop is still alive. Analyze the time that we live in.
And recognize the time that we given. The gods balance the earth, spitting violent wisdom. It's all real, nothing's taken and nothing's given. But understand if something's taken, then something's given.
So recognize the time that we're living.
Yeah.
The gods balance the earth, spitting violent wisdom. It's all real, nothing taken and nothing given. Now but understand if something's taken, something's given.
Real talk.
Can we do it again?
Deep space, space.
It means you turn up the real hard beats and real rock. You turn up the real hard beats and real rock.
Yeah, it's the return of that dark wing. Pulling on your butterfly heartstrings with no dark things. We free to be the freedom show guard. Leave smoke on the track, we go karts. Speeding through your back streets, run circles around your verses. Our clowns sit down and take a back seat. Be glad we tracking this rap by heat. Cause if y'all don't kill a song, y'all know I'm back by heat. And equally backed by a fleet of deep juggernauts, equally spaced. 5 times the EQ on this bass. EQ over IQ. See you following those lies you perpetrating when you hide you. See, that's what lies do. And I advise you to let that sun shine through. Cause DS5, we let him fly.
Yeah, yeah, for dear life, we need love and fellowship. Break bread with your brothers, never let it get stale. Prevail, hard times is real. Spit the truth to your man's boy, ends up in jail. Or even worse, in a hearse. Worse fall short. The curse of a yes man is that he has no worth. Come on, you know I'm right with the pain in the chest. Lazy pen playing now when they laid to rest. Sean P, a brother from another cloth to wear. Rabbi up on the place, DS5 is here. Yeah, peace, it's the state of affairs. Brotherhood is the focus, ain't none of us scared.
If you can turn up the real hard beats and real rap. So turn up the real hard beats and real rap. Beats and real rap. So turn up the...
I'm made for the truth, I'm making my moves, it's making my mood. I'm about to eat first, I'ma pray for my food. I'm saying my grace, I'm staying in space deep. The seed bear the fruit, the premises you water the root, reap. Till we separate the wheat and the chaff, the beat in this path. The super white Moses with no need for a staff. I'm splitting the sea of every MC who said I inspired. The tire that's rhyme fire, we quiet, never retire. We raising these kids, raising the bar. We redefining, we aging graceful, we tastefully are. We been rhyming, took a rabbi with the wax and exchanged it for books. Deep space 45, we play the worm on the hook.
Hey yo, I'm up inside my feelings, and it won't help to hold me, cause I'm just not in the mood. Like phones before emojis, black praying hands of the white, just punch connoting, cause I'm givens. No expressions like Jay and Super Loki. I was always the most sensitive one. Know me, come inside this beta male, shrunk and fit clothing. I need a lot of coddling, encouragement, and doting. Come on, syntax, your rhyme good for someone choking. Everybody gets into a difficult chapter. Be anxious for nothing, take everything to the master. Life is just suffering from the cradle to the rapture. You wanna know my mood? What's the emoji for dope rap?
Turn up the real hard beats and real rap. Turn up the real hard beats and real rap. Beats and real rap. Turn up the...
Welcome to the new wave for maximum waves, where passion will fade and those who mumble best can get paid. We laid low, waiting on the perfect time to invade. So pay homage to your teacher or be slapped out your fade. I black out in rage every time I see him on stage. The same pattern, same rhythm just rattles my cage. Instead of walking off the cliff to the tune of the piper, watch us keep hope alive, reinventing the cipher.
Yes, the non-grata persona, melodrama and party hats, nestled in between the funny faces and body bags. Hardly had a decade to fall off until they brought me back and figure forth the issue like tizzle, like where the God be at. I'm part Apache and grabbing the grass the last word, but still I'm claiming original thoughts that I have first. They play right in the stage fighting they actors. The best thing the fans can say is yeah, I've had words. Nose to the grindstone, cold to the icebox, growing to the live show and fold until they life stops. My stock rising, DS5 on the NASDAQ. Masters bringing matter of fact back to the abstract.
Turn up the real hard beats and real rap. Turn up the real hard beats and real rap. Turn up the...
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes, niggas.
Yes, yes, y'all.
One,
yes,
two,
yes,
one, two.
Yes, yes, y'all.
One,
Mike
two.
G. Mike G. Yes, yes, y'all.
The life check, the do as I keep it tripe check. From beef you can't check, you lose your neck up in this project. Hereditary being ghetto top celebrity. I want my corner, go play to the mountain when they bury me. You see my adversary vary on this mission. I murder working lieutenants for border they was snitching. The whole picture, I'm like the ruler on the streets. Messiah of the jungle made out of concrete. You can't take the heat, the move, you plain illegal. I'm moving keys up in the out of state, my tool is lethal. There ain't no sequel, it's only one chance to shine. Eject. This is enough to make the average man sweat. I put the visual in text. There ain't no warning on what's coming next. You best recognize the life check.
high. Recognize, it's the life check, like high.
Nigga, to start the heat clapping, jump into action, the walking time bar reaction. Threaten my figures, I'ma leave a people in your liver. Deliver hard to get pressure, the neighborhood problem giver. The Giuliani couldn't figure, administer no remorse, and just keep the cash on course. Feel the force when the words gets lost. This here survival of the fittest truth. I told the extra clip, regroup. I'm leaving niggas see through. The narcs are looking for me to dime on the niggas in my crew. I take the island over snitching. I'm relaxed in Hell's Kitchen and loosen up these works until my pocket status switches from just making it to laying it down for taking it. The newest product, me and my people's creating it. So stand up for the closer it gets, the end is creeping like an insect. You best to recognize it's the life check.
It's the life check.
Yeah, yeah, recognize. It's the life check.
It's the life check.
Yeah, yeah. Real for your crew. The streets ain't no game. I never be a player, I'm the coach. I'm running this shit until I'm broke. I never smoke. I keep this title, I'm not joking. Provoking the anger, I hit you with the banger. Across your face, it's like a buck 50. And God forbid the kid that wanna riff with me. Fuck all the situations at hand. I keep it in command and recite the plan to my mans. It's all real. I never bring no fucking sweat. You know what time it is. I fully recognize and understand the life check.
Life check, yeah. Life check.